Ayin Aleph on the base. Let's start from the Ba'an Gemara talks about the sugya. We discussed yesterday the sugya of is a goy koinu with kasef or is a goy koinu with mishiha. Halacha l'mayis a goy koinu with mishiha. As far as I know, a goy koinu with kasef. However, this is not so posh. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. There's also shalom above mitzias. This derais of the rabbanon. Different opinions. Is this that a goy is koinu with kasef? Is that a derais or is that mid rabbanon? This that a yid is koinu with mishiha. Is that derais mid rabbanon? There are many different opinions. I do not have clarity in this matter. I don't make clear. I know anything. Let us read the words of the Gemara. The Gemara now is in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara seems to hold that a goy is koinu with mishiha.
With kesef.
No, mishiha. The Gemara now with the Gemara. That's the whole data we did not learn yesterday. Either or, I'm not exactly sure. Midrash midrabbanon. I'm not exactly sure. Midrash midrabbanon. But right now the Gemara is in the middle of a sugya. We're smack in the middle of a sugya over here, and the Gemara over here is trying to present an opinion that holds a guy is koinu with mishiha, made koinu metaltalin property, objects, removable objects. No, not necessarily. But whatever the case is, right now the Gemara is trying to make an assumption that a guy is koinu metaltalin with mishiha, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this yisoy toshma. And again, it's not necessarily halacha
l'maaseh. Karka.
Everyone, not only a guy, everyone is only going to karka with kesef shtar chazaka. There's no such thing as mishicha and karka. When was the last time you saw someone take a karka?
I didn't ask you about mishicha, but what kind of kid is a guy?
Kind of karka?
Yeah.
Kesef.
Only kesef?
Only kesef.
No shtar
also.
Okay.
Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Correct. All three. Just like a yid. When it comes to metaltalin, then there is machlekes. Halacha lemaisa. I believe that Haskin halacha lemaisa midrabanon. He's kind of with kesef. I believe that is the psak halacha. I'm not sure, but again, the Gemara is presenting an opinion that says that he's kind of with mashiach. Everyone's being a riot to this.
Talking about a goy.
A goy.
I thought.
I know. I told you different opinions. There are different opinions in this matter. Okay. It's not klar. Yeah. The Gemara now is presenting the opinion that holds that a goy is kind of with mashiach.
Yeah.
And the Rebbe's a raya, toshma.
How many lines from the...
Three, four lines from the bottom. Dorman Pchi, Omar Bama. Dorman Pchi, Ben Noyach, Shnereg, Alpokas, Misha, Aputa, V'goy. A guy steals less than a Aputa, he's Chayv Misa. Why?
V'loy... Provided that there's a Sron and Adam, you don't...
No, Stam is a guy, there's not even a Sron and Adam. A guy knows, and those analysts, a guy steals...
You just need one person?
Less than a Aputa, yes, less than a Aputa, he's Chayv Misa.
Chayv Misa, Min HaShemayim,
Bidi Adam, Bezin kill him. Nerak beznas control. Nerak al pachos mishava pruta. V'loy niton lihi shavoin, and there's no way he can do a shava saveda. Why not? Because now that's the question. What do the words mean? V'loy niton lihi shavoin. This is the statement, and now the Gemara is going to clarify the statement. The Gemara says v'iamarta mishicha ba'iv kuchav ein a koin. If you're going to suggest that a guy is not koin with mishicha, the only way a guy is koin with kesef, my nerak. Why will he be killed? He did not. If he steals. If a guy steals, he did not pay for it. Obviously, that's the definition of theft is where you do not pay for what you have stolen. We're not dealing with extortion. That would be oishak. Oishak is where you force a person to sell something against his will. That's also a form of theft because the person is no gnir stas. But that the correct term would be oishak. Here it says goizel, which stam means he did not pay for it. If the guy did not pay for it, so it's not his. The yid was not miyayish. If he was not miyayish, so the guy does not own it. What?
It has nothing to do with yiyish per se. It has to do with the fact that he was not kohen because the mishicha doesn't work.
Oh, that's so. There must then be the fact that he's chayiv misa means that what he has done accomplished something. The fact that he is chayiv misa indicates that when the guy did a mishicha, it became his property. Exactly. There is yeyush and shinu rishus.
Do we see our answer right? The mishicha does that.
Because if you would tell me the way, going to be quite property when he gives money, look to a yid. Let's talk about a yid. Reuven steals from Shimon. So you know there are many halachas, and there comes a certain point in time that the ganef Reuven, who stole from Shimon, he acquires the property. It says he has an obligation to pay back the value. It's a loan. He has an obligation, but the actual object which he has stolen, there are many different examples in halacha that the yid, Reuven, who steals from Shimon, it becomes his property. Why? He never paid for it. The answer is, there is Yeyush, the owner gave up hope, and there's a Shinui Rishus, or there is a Shinui, or let's say Yeyush and Shinui Rishus.
Shinui Maisa.
That's what he writes, right? Question, so
like
what?
Yeah.
So what? Why does that allow the yid to acquire? It's a very incredible alumnus thing Gemara is teaching us here tonight. Why does that allow the yid to acquire it? I still didn't pay for it. The battle Teretz is the question. The answer is better. The answer in this case is better. The answer is better than the question, because since when it comes to kinyonim, when it comes to acquisitions, a yid does not have to pay. A yid does not have to pay. If I want to acquire this Tisha B'Av, this Tisha B'Av belongs to you, and I want to acquire it, I don't have to pay for it. I just take it. If you say to me, take it, it becomes mine. I now have a choiv. I have a loan. I owe an abstract amount of money to pay for the adjuvant. I legally acquire it without paying for it. Mimel, when it comes to gezel, it's no different. When it comes to, if I take it against your will, you do not want to give up. You do not want to relinquish it. But I take it against you. I steal it secretly. I steal it secretly. I steal it openly. Highway robbery. I rob a bank. I take it. So now it's in my possession. And at some point in time, you give up hope you'll ever get it back. So now, when you release, you relinquish you give up hope on hope that you'll ever get it back. That lets go of your ownership.
That's only my rishus, right?
In the chanami, let's make.
But if he's not miyayish,
then you're right.
You
do not acquire it, because when it comes to, in order to acquire something, there has to be a gemira stas. Uh-huh. The seller has to say, take it. But I have to do something. What have I done that this can become my property?
Mishicha.
I've done Mishicha. I took this away against your will. So I have not acquired it. But there's going to come a point in time when you're going to give up hope of ever getting it back. At that moment in time, you're going to have the magic combination. It is your will, your acceptance that I can have it. And I have done a Maisa Mishicha. But I didn't pay for it. You're right. Who says the Yid has to pay for everything? I have an obligation. I owe you the money. I owe you. But a guy doesn't have the koyach of Mashiach, according to the Gemara's Hav Amina. Nimela, when a guy takes possession, the yid can be miyayish from today until tomorrow. A guy, his taking possession does not make it his. Yeah.
It's not shafa kinyan.
What is the halacha? If a guy steals less than shabbat, he's chayiv misa. So the Gemara is saying misvar. It's a svara. It cannot be that he has to give up his life when he did not accomplish anything. In order to be chayiv misa, you have to accomplish. Alumnus, you have to accomplish something. Did I accomplish anything by taking?
No.
You probably know. The fact that he's chayiv misa means he accomplished something. Where is the accomplishment? I know you never pay for it. And you can be miyayish from today until tomorrow. He needs to give kesef. He never gave the kesef. It must then be that a guy is no worse than a yid. The same way a yid is cutting with Mashiach, and that's why a yid is chay, he can become the owner of
the object. That was in the Havamanet.
But that's the word maskana. That's the word according to this Ashita. It must then be that a guy can acquire even with Mashiach. And that's how he accomplished. The king was chal. He now owns
that's
this
not what
object.
That's what we learned yesterday.
Right, yesterday, because we only learned, yesterday was a joke what happened yesterday. Weiter. Okay, we all got to the Mishnah yesterday. Weiter.
Go ahead, so the same status as a Yid.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Toshma, the Rabbi, I'm going to be Ben Goy, Nera, Ben Noyach, Nera, Galpachos, Mishave, Pruta. The law, and then there are magical words, so we have to be mazal to immediately shove it. And once he takes possession of the object, he has no obligation to return it. There's no obligation to give back less than a shavah put to the yid, but since he didn't, ma'aseh gzeilah is chayv misa. For like the Gemara,
well, no money.
What?
Because it's a shavah. What about more than shavah? What about more than shavah?
Only gzeilah sher gazal is only on a put. Yes, it's mashma.
And would he be exempt from misa?
No, l'chora now. Once he did the ma'aseh gzeilah, we don't. There's no truth for a guy. There's no truth of a guy. Goy is chayv misa just for the ma'aseh gzeilah. He's a dangerous
guy. There's a reason why we're so more severe.
Yeah, because he's a dangerous.
Because they only have some. No.
Zayin mitzvah. Gezel is one of them. Gezel is one of the.
They have a lot more. The Malbim writes, the Netziv writes that they're also mechayv in mitzvah esa.
Well, I say that was the way that we skipped. We skipped like going to one day. I'm going to have all the mitzvahs. We're going to get sidetracked. Let's keep our eye on the ball. Ben noyach nerag al pachim zafuta v'lo nita lihi shavad fei v'yamar te meshich bevuchav me'en nekoyne amai nerag. And the more sanakasha. Nah, the end is the more is because Mishum the tsari lishul. The MS the guy is only coming with kesef. And Enochinami, the guy did not. The guy never, ever acquired the property. He never acquired the property.
So why is it chayv misa?
Because he caused tsar. He accomplished something in this world.
And that's the maskana from the Gemara?
No, not necessarily. Mishum the tsar Yisrael. Frank the Gemara, my, what is it over here? Lo nitin lihi shavayin. What do these words mean? Now, what is the what are you talking about over here? If the guy told me that the guy was not a koineh because he needs to be give kesef, a guy is koineh with kesef. The guy never gave kesef. Memela, he never accomplished anything. He, when he stole less than Shavaputa, he really did nothing because he never gave the kesef. And that's why he's going to chayy misa is because he caused sar. But then since he accomplished nothing, he has an obligation to return it. Because he never took it away. Bishloima, until now we wanted to say that it's Ataka Koine, a guy is Koine less than Shavaputa, so we understand why he's Nalonitan Lihi Shavain. The Torah was only Mechayiv you to do things that are part that are Aputa. Aputa. So since the guy stole Pachos Mishavaputa, there's no din for Heshavis Akzel, even for a guy, because it's less than Aputa. There cannot be anything that applies to that does not apply to a yid that applies. That's a yisayin. Does not apply to a yid. Applies to a guy. If there's no din of a heishev es hagzela by a yid when a yid steals less than shavaputa, it cannot be that a guy is chayv in the midst of heishev es hagzela shagazal if it's going to be less than shavaputa. So bishleim until now we're suggesting that a guy tak is koineh. If a guy steals from a yid pachos mishavaputa, the guy does not need to give kesef to be koine. The mele he accomplished, it's his property. And that's why he's chayiv misa. The accomplishment was he did a maisa geneva. And he's chayiv misa. And now goes on to say he's not chayiv in hashavas aveda. I understand. The guy taka owns it. And the reason why he's not chayiv in hashavas aveda is because it's less than shavapruta. But now that you tell me that a guy taka is not koine with mashiach, a guy needs to give kesef. And since your kesef was not given, so there is no, he never acquired it. So it remains the property of the Yisrael. So, it remains the property of the Yisrael.
Even though it's in
the domain of the guy. So of course he has to give it back. Of course, it's not mine. If you have in your possession something that's worth less than a shavapruta, it's not mine. If it's mine, right. And now there's a bazundra mitzvah, the heishev zakzela, okay, I'm only, it's mine. Do I have to go give you back less than a puta? No, if a yid is not chayav to do so, you can't be me v'chayav me to do so. But now they're telling me that I would never acquired it, and the reason why the guy is chayav misa is because of tsar, but he never really acquired it, so I have your property, is in my home, even though my property is less than shaput. Of course, it's nitan lihi shavain. So frek the gemara, my lo nitan lihi shavain. If you're telling me over here that the reason why it's chayav misa is because of tsar, and the MS, the guy was not koine, because the guy needs kesef. So what does it mean that my little shavayin? From the top of the page, ayin days of an aleph. Ayin days of an aleph. My little shavayin, the einoi b'toras he shavayin. All this means is that he's not, it's a separate halacha. All it means here is, shashayich b'yashava, shagoy loikonu klal, no, I'm sorry, it means in chalam, chagufa. That's what it means. That he is chayiv to return it. It's a funny way of expressing this idea. He is chayiv to return it because he did nothing. You see, the concept of hashava, the heishiv es hagzela asher gozal, is only in hechatimsa where you succeed.
Right.
If I succeed, right. Then now it's triggered a new mitzvah called the heishiv es hagzela asher gozal.
It's like an netigolaisis.
Right. So you have to enter into that world. So yeah, in order to enter into the world of heishiv es hagzela asher gozal, you have to succeed in becoming
right.
The malabas.
Right.
But if you do not succeed in your gzela, Then if you never make it out of the bank,
you're a failure.
Right? Please come and make it out of the bank. So you never get to the point of a heishev es hagzel asher gozal. It's exactly what it means. You thought of the havamina that the taich of the words lo nitan lehi shavon means you can keep it. You can keep it. Finders keepers. You can keep it. No, that's not what it means. It means you're not in the parsha of the heishev es hagzela because you did not succeed. You never acquired it. It's a lum to touch of the words.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lum to touch of the words. It means the enoi b'toras he shavain. He never got into the issue, into the question, is he now chayiv to return the money? Because he never acquired it.
But what happens? What happens then?
Then he has to give it back. But he's giving, he's not giving
it
back.
Put under that category.
He's not giving it back. He didn't. Right, he's like Zayla. Right. He's giving it back because never he never took it.
Right.
Frak the Gemara. Yachi, that's the case. Aim a safe. Let's go right to the Bryce game. More complicated. Let's see. Now, guy number two. Very fascinating story. Guy number one says from Yidid the Pasim Shaput. And then guy number two robs guy number one. What goes around comes
again.
Around. Guy number two robs guy number one.
Right.
Guy number one robs Pachos Mishaput from Yid.
Right.
And guy number two robs that Pachos Mishaput from guy number one.
Right.
Guy number two from guy number one. Guy number one got his money from Yid to the Yid. So what happened? Yachim said, Bochavu told menu, Neragolecha, the second guy is Chayev Misa. The second is Eichayv Misa.
Also.
Frag the Gemara, Bishlam Reisha, Bishlam the Tzar. Now they tell me the guy number, now the guy number one is Eichayv Misa because he called Tzar to a Yid.
Right.
Because BMS, the guy did nothing. Because the guy, the only way a guy acquires is with Kesef. And Gneva Gzela is the opposite of giving Kesef. Therefore, he never accomplished anything. So guy number two also did not accomplish anything. Because when guy number two steals from guy number one, Kesef was not given. Yeah. And the only way a guy can acquire from another guy is only through Kesef. So there was no accomplishment. If there was no accomplishment, so they can't be Misa. Oh, you told me a Naya Chiddush, Naya Yisrael, that if this Tsar to a Yid, that's enough to be Chayiv Misa. But here, guy number two, who's he causing the Tsar to? To guy number one. Uh-huh. So there's no din Misa for a guy causing Tsar to guy number one. There's only Misa when a guy causes Tsar to a Yid. Yahachi aim a seifa, bo chaveiro, you don't know, nereg alecha. Bishlam bereisho, the first guy number one, mishum the Tsar release, shol el a seifa, my ovid. What did guy number two do to deserve to die? If you're going to tell me that a guy is going to be acquired with Mashicha, like we wanted to suggest in the very beginning, then yes, I understand why guy number two is Mechayev Misa when he steals from guy number one, because he accomplished something. He accomplished Olam D'Shadin Gneva. In order to accomplish Gneva, you have to acquire it. How do you acquire it? I did Mashicha. I take it into my Rishus. Oh, but you need Gemira Stas from the victim. At some point in time, the victim will be Miyayish. And when he gives up hope of ever getting it back, he relinquishes his rights to it. When he relinquishes his rights, and now the guy took it into his rishos, so that's a maisa meshicha. Meshicha is koine with the gemira stas. The gemira stas is the yish, and the maisa meshicha is the kinyan. You've accomplished a bona fide lomdish din gneva. But we're selling to you, telling us now, no such thing. A guy cannot acquire with Mashiach. You can take it into your shush all you want. You can have the greatest.
But now he's going to go back to Mashiach.
The greatest yish, and the greatest Mashiach is still not going to clinder. It's not going to do accomplish anything. You need to give money by a guy. A yid can acquire with Mashiach, but not a guy. So therefore, why then would he get Misa? A whole new Yisai, Tsar. But the din of Tsar is only when a guy calls Tsar to a Yid, not when a guy calls Tsar to a guy. So, Frek the Gemara, why is that Misa? El Sefer Mayav, El Shmam, it must be like we said originally. The only way to make sense out of this to suggest is that a guy, Me'ikar Hadid, is called Mashicha, El Shmam, Mashicha, Begachavim, Kaina Shmam, Einachanami, the Gemara here, I tell you, not necessarily Halach Lamaisa, and maybe even the Halach Lamaisa, it could be this one, I don't remember, I didn't go to Sugya, I apologize, I don't have too much time today, but basically, over here, the Gemara is saying, at least quoting Smadim, we have arrived from this Braisa, a guy does a koine from another guy with Mashicha. Is it the Rabban? Is it the Raisa? Is it Takana? Whatever
only
it is.
From another guy?
From everyone. From a guy from everyone. A guy is koine metaltalin according to this Manda Omar only.
And Kesef, of course.
And Kesef also. Wait. Kesef, I don't know.
Need Kesef.
No, you don't need Kesef. But what about Kesef alone? You do not need Kesef. Mashicha alone, according to this price, is sufficient.
Right,
you're asking another question. Will Kesef also work? L'chari, yes. It's both. A Yid Kesef does not work. Chazal will oiker. Chazal went out of the way to be oiker than in Kesef because of Shema Yomruloi. Nishifu by Yid.
From a guy.
From another Yid. Everyone. A Yid from a Yid at least. Now that's it. So you need to log the fine points. There's a Yid from a Yid, a Yid from a guy from a Yid, all the different scenarios. There are many different scenarios. I don't know all the details. One thing I know for sure. A Yid from a Yid is only going to be coined with Mashicha, even though it could very well be that Minat Hora, a Yid from a Yid is coined with Kesef. Chazal will oiker midin hefker bezin hefker the din of koyim kasa because of shema yomulai.
How can the rachamim go and
they have a koyach mum by din mamonis? Anything that's mamonis, the chazal of a koyach oiker midin hefker bezin hefker. When it comes to mamain, money is not everything; it is the only thing. And chazal have authority over a person's money. Okay, money Chazal have a koyach of hefker, bez din hefker. I told you yesterday.
They have a koyach over kedushin also.
What? That's a different thing. That's a tnai. That's a tnai. Kedas moishav Yisrael. You say das means the law. That's a tnai. That's a tnai. That is a tnai that when a person marries a woman, he's making a tnai that my marriage is conditional, that Chazal have satisfaction with this marriage. If there comes a point in time in my life when Chazal are not satisfied with my marriage, then they can be oikvit l'mafreya. L'mafreya, the marriage is null and void. And Chazal gave two examples. To the Mbatl Shlichos. If the person goes and he makes a Shlichti of get, if a person sends a get to his wife overseas, to Russia, and then when the guy is on the boat, he says, I'm Mbatl Shlichos. And then the Shlich has no way of knowing that the husband is Mbatl Shlichos, and then the Shlich continues and he gives the get to the woman. The woman has a bona fide get in her hands. She does not know that the husband is a Russia, he was Mbatl Shlichos on the way there, and he proceeds to give the get to this woman, and she thinks she is divorced. And the truth is not, and she marries someone else. So min hatar, her children are mamzerin. So what did Chazal do to prevent such wicked people out there in the world doing such terrible things? Or shav gemur mimachshav his mom. What did they do to prevent this? Is they said, and anyone who ever does that, then in such instance we're going to be oiker the kiddushin limafreya. A person does such thing like that, and when a person gets married under the chuppah, he says kedas. Moshe Yisrael, if a person ever does such a thing, it means every bi'ila that he has with this woman is a bilaz nos. It means all the years that he was living this with the woman.
So it turns his kids into mamzerim?
No, his kids are out of wedlock. It turns his kids retroactively into children that were born out of wedlock, but she's not an Eish HaSish. Where are you going?
Also for
what?
Kain.
You're missing the good stuff
also
here.
Also for Kain.
What?
Also for Kain.
What do you mean? Just l'kayin? No, she's not l'kayin. Only a guy. The kids are not also l'kayin. I don't believe so because the kids only a guy.
So
only
what circumstance can a husband pull back the shlichus?
He's not allowed to. Never. It's a terrible thing when he is doing.
Once he sends a get, he can never pull back the shlichus. Once he sends a get with the shliach.
He should not. If he dispatches...
Unless he notifies
the mishaleach, I am a vatal the shlichus, that he can do so. But if he, let's say, people did this, they were shot, people wanted to go and mess up his wife. They have a tremendous hatred for the wife. So what does he do? He sends a shliach. And then when the shliach is on the way, he's mevatel l'shlichus. She gets the guest.
He says verbally.
I'm hereby mevatel
l'shlichus. Here is not enough, right? Here
I'm mevatel. No. Here is not sufficient. Correct. He asked me in front of two people. In front of two people, he says, I'm mevatel l'shlichus. And then she goes and she gets the guest. She remarries. She has five children. And then he takes sweet revenge. He says to her, wife, I have two witnesses. That will testify that I was mevatel
shliach. Yeah, but once you make a shliach, isn't he like you? In which case you can't
be chayzer. You can be mevatel. No, you can be chayzer. You can be mevatel the shlichos. You can. That's exactly why Chazal said, therefore he would do this. And therefore, the wife, when we married, she had children. And then he would say to the wife, guess what? All of your children from your second marriage are mamzerin. How do you feel now? Okay. Next time, that's you burnt my dinner because you burnt my dinner. And he takes this revenge on her.
So came along the chachamim. They were afraid.
And if you do this, we're one step ahead of you. If you do this to the woman, guess what? Her children are not mamzerim. The second marriage is 100% a good marriage.
Yeah.
Guess whose marriage was not a good marriage? Your marriage was not a good marriage.
So
when you married her.
What kind of punishment is that?
What?
It's okay if I understand.
It's his children, not Miyuchasim. That means his children are lacking.
They
came.
The fact that they did that, they were acres.
He couldn't kill us. It goes to show what kind of person he is.
It's not the punishment. It's not the punishment per se. It's just to save the lady and the kids.
Right. The kids are not
Miyuchasim. Wait a
second. We have to go fight.
So the Chum came along and said
that man's marriage to this woman.
If it ever happened such a thing, if she marries somebody,
under the chuppah,
considered as if that
marriage was null and void. It would never happen. The marriage was never chal.
The first one.
When you go to a wedding, and under the chuppah, they call
the children come automatically mamzer.
No, the children not mamzer. The children are just children that are born out of wedlock. If a man lives with a woman and has children out of wedlock, they're not mamzerim. They're children. They're good people, but they're not miyuchasim. They don't come out of marriage.
I got it.
You go to a wedding and the guy says, "How are you? You don't know where this marriage is going to be." You don't know what's going to be this marriage. This marriage, one day Chazal can come along and it can retroactively from this. Yes, that's the halacha. And there's another halacha where a person wants to get to a woman. There's a second example. A person wants to get to a woman. The woman, the get lands in, and you cannot figure out if it landed. If it landed closer to her, she's divorced. If it lands closer to him, then he's.
I was thinking it has to drop into her hands.
In her hands, exactly, and some of they fold up a lot of stuff. Let's say a man throws the get to a woman. It's karov law. It's in between. The wind blows it away.
Why can you measure it just like
we blew the wind blew away? The Maya Shoyakahoya, we cannot determine if it was closer to her, closer to him. So we disusdivish, and he disappears off the face of the earth, and she'll be not guna the rest of her life. So in such an instance where they get a suffix, karav law, then Chazal were also oikel lemafreya. They were oikel lemafreya the get. Okay. Okay. Be welcome. Chazal were oikel lemafreya. Were oikel lemafreya the kedushin. Now they just know that the gedolei Yisrael, they did this narrative show. It was a Maya Shoyakahoya narrative show where they were children, and they found out it was a crazy story. They were kindelach and cheder, beautiful children. They were mamzerim. Because it was a Maya Shoyakahoya with a woman, with the husband, chveis, was a misunderstanding, and the woman, she thought she was divorced, I don't know the details, and she remarried and to a very erlich person, and they had children, and the children were mamzerim, sitting in cheder. So the biggest, maybe it was Rabbi Yashiv, I think maybe it was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So you know what they did? How was it matter then? He went, and he got to hold the husband, and he got hold of the mother, and they arranged that the get should be thrown in the situation Safik Karav Loi, Safik Karav La. They did this lechatchila. They got a hold of the husband. The children were mamzerim. This woman, and then in such an instance, Chazal
took another get.
They
made it in such a way.
No. The story was a woman thought for whatever strange reason that she was divorced, or the husband died. Let's say the husband disappeared. And she thought that she was divorced. She thought she was an almana or the husband, right. And then she remarried. She remarried, and she had children. The children of mamzerim.
Right. So what was it?
So they went to. I believe it was Shlomo Zalman Arbach. I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. He went and he found the husband. And this is the first time he told us, I want you to throw, they put the woman in a certain place, they put the man in a certain place, and they told him, I want you to throw the get and aim it shall land in this location, which would be Safek Karov Law.
It was like smack in the middle.
Whatever, I don't know how they worked it out, and they all disappeared, so therefore no one should be able to move Safek Karov Law. And since Chazal explicitly states that in a situation where the get was thrown, Safek Karov Law, the Kiddushin is Nekar Limafreya. So therefore, it comes out that this woman was never really married to her first husband. Let's see, could we didn't have children. He didn't have children. It turns out then,
what is the reason for that? Why the hell makes it a takana that it's
because we don't want limbo. We don't want women. We don't want mamzerim misafik. Chazal did not want there to be a situation because it seems like the way Gideon were given in ancient times.
Oh, you came in the car originally, actively, and he was never married.
He was never married to her.
What did they accomplish now? Children mamzerim.
So now, no, they're not mamzerim. What mamzerim? Because now she was never married. So the second marriage is a good marriage, and the children. The second marriage are fine.
Wow.
And the first marriage, the children, if their children were born, they were born out of wedlock. And even if they were not born out of wedlock, the consequence, that means every bila that he had with his wife was the bila's nos. But at least there's no permanent damage. They know mamzerim.
My
shoy kachoya.
What? The kids being mamzerim. This second husband,
the
Elan Eish Sish,
takes away
technique. I understand, but that was also another procedural problem.
No, but it takes away. Now the Yisrael Mafrei takes away. Okay.
I have to tell you, Amai Sinoira.
It is. Unbelievable. Wow. You heard it here first. I'm telling you. I don't make them up. I don't make them up. Everything I say.
The Chacham have such a koyach.
That's right.
They can be
oiker. We could turn the puff of smoke, you know. We should watch out over here.
That's the reason why it says, some of the Chacham chayev misa.
He's zodig a chalta sheni chosh nechich and nechichas nochosh.
Yeah, this is in. It says one should be more.
Weit in the Gemara. Weit in the Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter. Okay, weit in the Gemara. So here we have over the din over here of this story. So therefore that was shmamida. New Gemara. New have weiter. Amalei. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are you complaining about? Crying about? What?
I'm tired.
We're tired. Pesach is coming.
You, by the way,
why do I do nothing?
They have a choir with them.
Why? I've watched everyone else do the same. Makes me very tired. Weiter. Ahu Gavra. The Amalei Lechavi was the person that said to his friend, what did he say to his friend? I mizavinina lo loha ara loch loha mizavinina lo. Unbelievable story. Ruvain says to Shimon, Shimon, you know, I have this beautiful piece of land. You okay? If I'm going to sell the land, I'm selling it to you. No one else. No one else. You're going to get it. Everyone wants this little thing, this geschmack, a piece of land. And I said, if I'm going to sell the land, I'm going to sell it to you. But I'm not selling it. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. I'm not leaving Flatbush. I'm not selling my house.
Right of first refusal. You have it all the time.
What?
You have it all the time. Right of first refusal.
Right?
Two neighbors.
Yeah. That's Dida Bametzra. That's Dida Bametzra. That's bigger coin. That's even more powerful. Dida Bametzra, your neighbor, then you have first rights. Dida Bametzra. Let's talk about where it's not. Bametzra's
talking about the boundary.
Boundary. On the boundary, right, there's a different before Allah, and there's still Yalachu Ma'aseh Zonos as well.
Well, we can't look at the
track. Okay, so there's still, you have Stam, a piece of land, and there's a person, there's a buyer, there's a potential buyer, and the buyer wants to buy it. So what do you say?
Yeah.
It's not for sale. I'm not leaving Flatbush.
So what's the problem?
So, but the guy says, let's make one condition. In the event that you do decide to leave this community, I want to buy it. I get first licks. I get to buy it.
And he says, yeah, I'm
asking. And you make a kinyan. You take a handkerchief. Yeah, okay, masking. And you take a handkerchief, garter,
then
and you make
goes
a kinyan.
Buys,
and
so
then it's
out
a month later.
So the shim has to pick up
a kinyan. Yes, kinyan. You make a kinyan. You make a kinyan. And then I saw to you. And then Reuven goes, and guess what? You hear 6 months later, he sold to Levi.
Yep.
He sold to the mercy of tremendous chesh. The moment that he sells is in tremendous chesh now. Holy, don't fall off your chair. The moment when Reuven sells the land to Levi, the kinyan he makes with Levi is be'emes, a kinyan that is now the property of Shimon. That's the story.
Beautiful.
You go to a closing, you pay a lawyer fees, $1,000 of lawyer fees for a closing, and you're selling your house, and you're selling your house to Levi. Guess what? Guess who they put down on the deed? Bezin goes into the computer, and they just change all the deeds. The kinyan. They don't make a new kinyan. You owe me the money.
You owe me the money.
We agree on the money. You owe me the money. That's the problem.
Reuven owes Shimon.
Shimon owes Reuven the money. If the house can be $100,000, so Shimon and so Shimon has to pay $100,000.
The other guy paid the money.
So he has to give the money back. But the kinyan, the money that was transferred, automatically works for Shimon.
And
like a shlichus.
It's
like a shlichus.
Who's the one that was promised? Shimon or Levi?
Reuven. Shimon was promised. And now it's all to Levi.
So Shimon gets the land. In the end,
Shimon gets the land.
And Shimon owes the money to Levi.
No. Shimon owes the money. No. It doesn't go like that. Shimon owes the money to Reuven. And Reuven has to immediately give back the money. Reuven has to give back the money to Levi if he paid for the money. Maybe he made a chazaka, or maybe give
Shimon.
a down payment, and the house goes to Shimon. That's what it says here in the Gemara.
Now, the Master Nafkamina would be if Levi is typhus the money from Shimon. Does he have a right to do that?
I don't know. That's a very complicated trial. I don't know the answer. If I sell the land, I'm selling it to you. What happened? Ozal, he went. Zavna le'in shachrina. Guess what he went? He sold the land to someone else, sold to Levi. What is the halacha? Amar Rav Yosef kana kama. Okay? Shimon becomes the owner.
Automatically.
Frag the Gemara Kasha, and this is how it ties now. So, Omar,
where do you see what you just said now? He's kinda.
That's what it says, Rashi in the Farshim.
Maybe Shimon at that point decides he doesn't even want it anymore.
No, it doesn't matter. He wanted it. He made a kinyan. He made a kinyan with Reuven. Reuven and Shimon, they made a kinyan with
Reuven. It's
too bad. It's too late. You made a kinyan with me.
But if he decides to sell it,
that's right.
Today, none of this stuff would have is everything's recorded.
Dina de Malchusa Dina. Dina Malchusa Dina, you're right. How far do we go with Dina de Malchusa Dina? Would a Mechiras Chometz be recognized with Dina de Malchusa Dina? Yishnoso, so my father made sure it was. My father had lawyers.
Consideration, if
what?
If it conflicts with Din Machizadina, then Allah
is invalid. That's a very big shaila. It's a very tough question. It's a very Dine Mimoinos.
Someone is married and a couple in Kedusha.
No, that's Kedusha. Marriage is not subject to Din the Malchus Adina. Mominus. Let's talk about Mechiras
Chomets. Din the Malchus Adina is only Mominus, correct?
Only Mominus. Only Mominus.
Okay.
Only Mominus.
Okay.
Very no Gelach HaMaisa. He sells the Chomets, the rabbi sells the Chomets of all the Balabatim to the guy.
Yeah.
And they do it in a very yeshivish way. And the government doesn't know about Kenyan Agav, the government doesn't know about Kenyan Sudar, the government knows some of these things. The government never heard of a Kenyan Sudar.
Handkerchief,
a simtusa, you take a l'chaim, you drink a l'chaim, you have a handshake. The government doesn't know from these things. So is it valid?
You mean that the government only knows of such a...
doesn't only knows of you have a lawyer, yeah, you have a lawyer, you have a down payment, you have to do it legally.
Okay.
So the shayl is the mechira chal. Are the people over Bal Yei Rohe, Bal Yei Mosei?
But that is how they do it. They do it with this Kenyan.
Not all Karabonim, the better Rabbanim, they do it that it's recognized by the state. And more than the old-fashioned, traditional Rabbanim, they don't. It's not really, it's a really quick question.
I'm saying if you just do a Kenyan Sutter, whatever you call it, Khalipin, whatever, that's not sufficient.
By the government, definitely not.
No. But Lamaisa, since it's not sufficient
by the government. Al-Pi Halacha, it's good. So we make the oilam is make that it's good enough. It's good. Al-Pi Halacha, it's good enough.
It's not according to law.
Because the government doesn't care, really.
This is a very, very big topic of discussion. The better Rabbanim. The Rabbanim, a lot of the Rabbanim today, a lot of them, probably the vast majority, they do it in a way where it's legal, even according to the state of New York. Yes. My father, for sure. My father's, it was checked by lawyers, and everything was mamish, with the English document. English document was signed with mamish,
kedas
u'kedin. They use the old-fashioned shtaris, and they do all these funny things, whatever. What? Vayit l'gemar. Amram Yosef, konekam, amalei abaya, and this all goes back to the asugya we learned yesterday, and asugya we learned yesterday, is that when it comes to a guy, yayin esach. What did we learn yesterday about yayin esach? A guy wants to take acquisition of the ayin. So it's said there that even if the guy does not pay for the wine, this was part of the sugya, the guy cutting with kes and was cutting with mashicha. Let's assume now, for argument's sake, the guy is cutting with mashicha. Let's make believe.
Said the yid is selling to
the guy. The yid is selling wine to a guy. And let's assume for the moment that the guy is cutting with mashicha.
So that's how we ended.
Okay, but let's just, that's a machlaikis. So let's say the guy is coming with Mashiach, there's a problem. The Gemara is saying even so, therefore, let's say the guy goes and the guy takes the yayin, takes it to the shus. So now, whose wine is it? If the guy is only coming with kesef, then it's not the guy's wine, right? Because the guy didn't give kesef. Therefore, now when he pays for the wine,
he's not allowed to have noah.
I'm having it off the yayin because he already touched it. So therefore, it must be that the guy is coming with Mashiach. The moment he takes it, therefore, it's the guy's wine. So now, it's not my wine anymore. So therefore, I'm allowed to take the money because I'm not taking money from my wine. The money. But the Gemara is this one tonight. Even though Taka Amaskim, a guy is coming with Mashiach, there's one critical condition. You must set the price before you do Mashiach. Because if the guy does Mashiach, and then you tell the wine cost $1,000, and he says, what, $1,000? I was only willing to pay $500 for this wine. Take it back.
I thought
so
the whole time you'd
be the only time we're going to say that a guy is kind with Mashiach and does not have to give kesef is at least posak. Before the guy does Mashiach, they must stipulate what the price is. That was the Mishnah yesterday. There must be posak.
He has to know what he's buying.
Exactly. So if the guy knows what the price is, and then the guy does Mashiach and doesn't give one penny yet, the guy becomes the balabas. The mailer, now he owes money. It's not being nene from Yayin Esach because it's not my Yayin. It's the guy. It was more when it was mine, it was kosher. So I'm not being nene from Yayin Esach because it's not my one anymore.
Yeah.
But there must be posak. So frek the gemar from that. Our Mishnah is after the case over here. Over here, Ruvain says to Shimon, in the event that I sell my house, I'm selling it to you. Let's make a Kenyan Sudar. Okay, very good. Then I betray him. 6 months later, I sell to Levi. And Levi gives money. Whatever he does. So the king that Levi does automatically works for Ruvain. Frek the Gemara, but between
with Shimon.
But between Reuven and Shimon, there was no stipulation of how much money the house is going to cost. And just like when it comes to a guy, in order for there to be a gemira stas, in order for there a transaction that takes place without actual money being transferred from one to the other, even though money does not transfer from one to the other, there must be an awareness of how much money will be owed in the future.
So if you don't need a new kinyan because the kinyan that Levi did with Reuven is good enough, but you must you don't need to pasak either.
So that's exactly what's going to have a stira. How can this halacha be true after we learned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is authoritative. The Mishnah says that when it comes to a situation where money is not being transferred, there's just going to be Meshicha. Meshicha alone, very nice. Money is not being transferred, but at least there must be posak. You must know before how much money, Meshicha. And here you're telling me a chiddush that money is not being transferred and a major acquisition is taking place without posak. How could that be? You got that?
Why is there no pasuk? Didn't he agree?
No, not the money.
And it doesn't say that they discussed money.
The writer first refusal was not with any money?
No, it doesn't say that they discussed any money.
If the time comes, then we'll talk money then.
Right, exactly. And then make a kinyan. If I sell it, it's going to you. Yeah, and then make a kinyan.
He could ask you $1 zillion.
That's exactly what's kasha. When it came to the guy, money was not transferred. Yet, the only way the kinyan works, the Meshicha, is only when there was posak. There was an awareness of how much money we paid. Here also, money is not being paid. We're making a kinyan that it's going to be the first time, I'm selling it to you, and money is not being transferred. And then I make a kinyan with someone else, and the kinyan I make with someone else is chal for you. What do you mean? But you don't even know how much you're obligated to pay.
Why is it?
It's a stira. So the kasha.
It's not a stira. That's what.
So what?
Why is any less?
Should that be any different? Omar le abayev hole pasak. Frek the Gemara. Hole pasak. How do you know the hole pasak le kana? That's what we just learned yesterday. Yes, the Mishnah says the Mishnah Kamoich. If pasak actually modat, if you stipulate how much are you going to pay before the measurement, modat of here means the king. In this context, the word modat really means meshicha. Let's just be very loose now. Modat means the meshicha. Then damu mutarim. But let's say modat, the guy measures the wine, meaning he takes possession. He measures means he takes possession. Actually, pasak dam vasudim. Oh, why? Because the Meshicha is not chal. Because there must be pasak. And here we say there's no more pasak, and yet the king is chal.
You know, you said before, yes, mother means he
measured.
He measures
it means the Meshicha. The mother and the Meshicha is one and the same in our context. My have, what's halacha? What do you mean, my have halacha? What do you mean, kiddikar minan? What kind of, we just slugged it off. What do you mean, my havilah? We it's a beferish mishnah. What do you mean? What's the halacha? As if this is the way to salvage this maisa. You can't salvage this maisa. You can't argue with a mishnah. A mishnah is the bottom line. What's the halacha? What's the bottom line in this situation?
By this story with the car.
So the Gemara says, what kind of question is this? How dare you say my havilah? We just proved, without any shadow of a doubt, from a Mishnah, the Mishnah says that there must be Pasak. And since in this situation here there was no Pasak, it's not going to be good.
Right.
The Gemara says, Dilma Chumra, the Gemara says, no, there is a way to differentiate between the Mishnah in this case. Dilma Mishum Chumra Diyayin Esach Shaini, Mayritik Gemara. The previous staff, hello. The previous staff was Yayin Esach. Ooh, Yayin Nesach, the Zarets, Asabahana, Achatul Bashia, Dava Chomer Adma Oid. So don't let the guy touch your wine until Pasach. But here we're dealing with Stamazah, you're dealing over here with a piece of land. There's no Isahana. Here's a character, a piece of land, we're dealing with grain, there's another dealing with grain. There's no Isahana, so maybe then we can be lenient. We can be lenient, and you do not need Pasach. It's going to work there's no Pasach. Okay? The only time we're going to be so Machnir. It's only when you deal with the Ayinesach. That's why it's more chamavad. The Tashman will bring a riot. I'm bringing a riot.
Which Tashman
goes on the next one? I'm bringing a riot. I'm going to bring a riot to this Yisoy.
Oh, yeah.
A riot. What's the riot? The Yom HaVidi Barav. Number Uvda HaVduz HaMaisa Be'er Avchista. By Mamish, a Maisa just like this in the base Medrash of Avchista. People walking off the street. They did Mamish. First right refusal. Mamish, the situation over here. Avchista Be'er Avchuna. And Avchista did not know the answer. Yes, Pashi didn't know the answer. So he went, and let me take this question on advisement. Let me go speak to my superiors. And he went to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, he came to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna, Paskim Halacha, Pashim Hodutan, I'll tell you the Halacha, it's mutter. It works. You do not need Pasach. What's the Maisa? The Maisa was grain. Let's say the donkey drivers and the workers of the buyer. The buyer takes possession of the grain. Okay, there's someone selling grain. and he takes possession, v'chnisan l'sech beisai, you know, he did Mashiach. Yeah, ma'is the Mashiach. And there was no pause, as explicitly here in the Braisa, bein pasak.
They could be there, you mean Mashiach could be done through an agent?
Yeah. You're taking, it's coming into your donkey drivers, right, or your workers, taking possession of grain. Grain is, there's no isahana. Bein, it says explicitly here in the Braisa, bein pasak, ad shlei modat. How, you see what it says there? It was psika.
You mean they're taking possession of grain of someone else. What's the problem?
Is the king chal?
Nothing to do with Yayin Nesach or anything.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. This exactly is not Yayin Nesach. And this is just as authoritative as the Mishnah. This is a Braisa. It says here the key words, Ubein Modad Ad Sheloi Pasak. Okay, so there was no Pasak. There was no Also, it says over here, Loi Kana. So here it says over here, the Mashiach is... Now, the reason why in this case...
They have to be both.
Wait, let's see, Loi Kana. Okay, so in this case, why? Because over here, it was not taken into Kinyachatz, it was not taken into the Rishus. It was only over here, it just Moshe Chamorav, when the donkey drives to Mashiach, that's not called the real Mashiach. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Rashi right across from the side, a little few lines up, Moshe Chemenu Chamorav, Poylov, Harei Shoyab, Mevi Chamorav, Toynim, Peros, Poylov, Noisim, because they were carrying on their shoulders. It says Lusach Lusach Beis. Sorry, I changed the gear. It's a mistake. In the Bach it says, "I'm sorry." The Lusach Beis Lav Meshichi. Why Shein Meshicha Koyne B'nei Adam? If the grain is still on the donkeys, or the grain is still on the people, if you pull a person or an animal into your house, that's not called Meshicha.
It's to be taken off.
Shein Meshicha Koyne B'nei Adam. Upeiros kozman shehein alayu loikon. As long as the people on the shoulders and the donkeys of the people, and you take the animals into your possession, or you take them,
that's
not called the Mashiach. Right. But when you unload it from the donkeys or off the shoulders of the human beings into your possession, that's a Mashiach. You cannot do a Mashiach on a person. A person is carrying a load on their shoulders, and I pull the person into my rishus. That's not called the Mashiach. You have to take the object which you wish to acquire off their shoulders.
This is saying Mashiach is very manual.
The workers. You pull the donkey. Or you pull the worker. The donkey is carrying the load.
Why is Rashi explaining this thing that the payers have to be off the chamor?
He's teaching a halacha. Mashiach is only when you come.
But does that have anything to do with the?
Yes, it is. Look what it says. It does. Look at the words of the Bryce. Three long gets wine. It says the payers. Loikana. It's not a Mashiach. It's not a valid Mashiach. Even if there was Pasach. How could it be that if you pasak, you stipulate how much money it's going to cost, it's not a valid Mashiach? How could that possibly be? I agree.
Because the Mashiach doesn't work. Why not? Because the payrus are still on the chamor.
Exactly. He's telling you. That's exactly what he's coming to teach you. Moshe chamorav upoilav, the abd is on the person. Uvichnis lusach beis, so like bein pasak, actually moda, bein moda, actually pasak, lekana. Ushnei michon lachzabem. But let's say paragon. But let's say you remove it. You take the objects off the person's shoulders. Off the shoulder of the animals, parakon, you unload it. So now we're going to differentiate between pasak and lepasak. If it's pasak, actually modad, then ain shnei micham lachsebohen. If you make, but let's say modad.
But again, if you stipulate,
then it's a valid. It's a good mashicha. It's a good mashicha. But let's say modad actually pasak. Shnei micham lachsebohen. But let's say modad actually pasak. Oh, so it is befeirish. It's no good. The Gemara's maskana is there's no difference between Yayin Nesach and anything else. It's no good.
It's a kash.
No good. It's a kash. In Chanan, it's a kash. It's a fairish and sprite, so that when it comes to things that are not Yayin Nesach,
I made a mistake.
Dvar Shemati Lechem Tosem Yod. I made a mistake. We're being a kasha. It's befeirish. What was the only solution that we had to enter the stira? A chilik between Yayin Nesach and other items. Yayin Nesach is chomer because Asa Bahana. Everything else is mutter behana. Here you have an example where it's mutter behana.
Instead
of slug it up, it's mutter behana, and even though it's mutter behana,
it's very good. So it's answered. There's no difference between a gun and a yid.
There's no difference between. But that's not
no,
the point.
No, I'm talking
point.
Between Yainetz and
exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, next story. Moving right along. Ahu gavra the amal lechabrei mizavin and Allah loha ara mizavin and Allah ba meyazuze ach gival
posak
$100. Ozal, he went zav nidlin shachrina b'meiv eshrin. He sold 120. Right. So now they made a kinyan. If I'm going to sell,
say it again. I'm sorry.
If I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it to Shimon. I'm going to sell it to Shimon for $100.
Yeah.
The mele was posak, and they made a kinyan. They made a kinyan, and then he betrayed Shimon. He sells it to Levi, but he sells it for $120. So now, what's the halacha?
Yeah.
I'm Avkana. Going to say I'm Avkana. Kana kama. Avkana says pasha. Kana kama. That was
Shimon.
That was a zil bezach. This is l'chol chodeis. This tak is tak good. The previous nice.
Yeah, because the fact that Levi paid more has no impact
exactly,
on Shimon.
Exactly. And this, like the previous ma'isa, was shlugged up. It's wrong. But this ma'isa, good halacha. The previous ma'isa was shlugged up because the previous ma'isa, there was no pasach. There was no pasach. Then it's not konakam. The second one gets to keep it. But in this ma'isa, it was pasach, right? So it's pasach. So therefore, the kinyan works with Reuven. Mask of Yaakov in the pocket. No, we're going to slug up this mice also. The only time Reuven Shimon will be kind is if he would sell to Shimon for 100. But in this mice, he didn't sell it for 100. He sold it for 120 for Levi. More money.
Why would that make a difference?
Because when you said to Shimon, if I sell, you mean if I sell for my goodwill. My goodwill, if I want to sell it. When I sell to sell $120, it's Ki'ilu Son put a gun to my head and said, sell it to me.
Money, can refuse.
Exactly. Money blinds a person. Money is ma'anis. If you give
and
someone,
therefore, and therefore,
that was not what I said to Shimon.
So
when I said,
when does it ever help?
$100. It does work. If I would sell it to Levi for 100 or less, then the king would work for Shimon. But if I sell it,
a penny more.
No, because he made it sound like he's giving him a special deal.
No, it's not the case. He said, if I sell it for $100, it's going to go to you, Shimon. That's all I said. So that all that means is that if I do end up selling it for $100
or less,
it goes to Shimon.
If he sells it for $120.
Then that's it. Then that's not what I said to you. That's not what I meant. My condition l'chatchila was only
but he
under,
made a kinyan $100
for
100.
The kinyan is only chal if I sell this stuff for 100 or less. Vaita. That's what he passed.
So
Reuven,
so Shimon loses out.
That's right. He loses out. Hakesef al zenemar. Hakesef ya anesakol. Al zenemar. Vaita.
I'm Rabbi Yaakov in Harpocket from
Harpocket. Don't forget this person. This guy's good. So hi Zuzah. Zai Zuzah and Sua. The money force, the moral is teaching the Moedic side. Money blinds a person. It blinds up a 20 book or 20 bucks to a person. Mom, you'll sell your mother for 20 bucks.
What about 20 million? Yeah.
What?
Is it 100 million?
No, even so, what's 20 million to 100 million?
Hi,
Zuza and Suha. The male, it's not the Zelbazach. Harry Paskin and the Gemara, he passed.
Also
could have
one second, since he was fourth, because he's gonna buy.
That's not what I said. Since I only said I'm gonna sell out of my own goodwill. When Reuven said, if I sell out of my own goodwill, I'm gonna sell it to you. I did not sell it out of my own goodwill. I had no choice to sell it. He made an offer I couldn't refuse. Oh, okay. That's not what I said to you. Hi, Zuze and Sua. How do we pass him? Tilskrav Yaakov, Kikrav Yaakov in Harpakoy. We pass Yaakov in Harpakoy. And the halach is talking that there's no violation. That if you sell it to Levi for 120, Levi gets to keep it. Moving is shifted out of the picture. Amar Lei, no kasha. Amar Lei, kid, nu halach, nai halach. Amar Lei, nai halacha. No, that's the answer. I'm of Kana. Konakama. In fact, the Gemara, Masker of Yachim and Apogin, Hayezuzi and Sua, Hanzu, it's not fear. And the Gemara says, right. Rav Yaakov ben Harpakoid is correct. V'hilchus sokra Rav Yaakov ben Harpakoid. Nu hafei, that's it. That's what we're up to. Finish. Nu Gemara. Nay Gemara. Good? Nu Gemara. Amalei kideshoyme bitlosa. A person says to his friend, I'm going to sell you the property. We make a statute. There's no only Reuven and Shimon. There is only Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to sell you the property. And you agree, we're going to make a kinyan, you're going to start a document, that you're going to pay me the amount of money that is evaluated by three people. Now, the word he uses here is kiddushoymi. Kiddushoymi means, it is a term in time of Chazal that was meant to be used by dayonim. The only time you use the word kiddushoymi, this particular word, is when you're dealing with Talmidei Chachamim. Now, Talmidei Chacham are not necessarily the best evaluators. They're not necessarily, they don't know the market perfectly well. Yet, it was very common when people, it's good enough. most people have a pretty good idea of what something is worth, and if and we're willing to go to Talmidei Chachamim, and if they go and they make and they tell us, they come to an agreement of how much it's worth. That's,
you mean Bezdin Paskin is how much something is worth?
Yeah, but Bezdin usually does not do that. Bezdin usually they usually outsource it to a professional appraisal service, but occasionally. Occasionally, the Baal Edidim do not want to go pay the extra fee to go and have it appraised by professionals, and they're willing to let the Dayanim themselves make an assessment. Now, when the Dayanim make an assessment, they're not professionals in this matter. And it might not be accurate. But sometimes it's okay.
And you need three?
So you don't need three. You can make any condition that you want. You can make any condition that you want. When you go and you're selling something, you want to obligate yourself to pay money, you can do whatever you want. You make any condition that you want. So in time of Chazal, it appears that there were different ways to do this. Sometimes when it was a lot of money, they would outsource the evaluation, the appraisal to a professional service. That costs money. That costs a lot of money. And sometimes it was to the benefit of one person. You don't know how it's going to go. It can be a very big risk. Because sometimes
if you don't do appraisal.
No, if you do, even if you do appraisal service, they're always...
Yeah, but at least they're professional. They know what they're doing.
They're always risk. I know about the insurance. I had to have my house appraised. My parents live, have my house appraised. It's a dirty business.
Yeah, but the Dayanim
have
no idea.
The appraisal business is a very dirty business.
But the Dayanim have no idea. They're not.
No, they do have an idea. That's exactly the point. The Dayanim do have an idea. Their approach might be a little bit different, but they do have an idea. So at times, when the matter is not about money, it's not all about money. They want a basic amount of money, how much they have to pay, and they agree. They stipulate kiddushayme tlosa. Here's the chiddush. Since you used a term that is specific to dayanim, you have to follow the rules of Bezin. Bezin is a rule called alpi roiv. What's the pasuk? Achrei rav lahatois. When Bezin makes a psak halacha, unbelievable. The guy knows kotor kul vapeh. When a person makes psak halacha and the Bezin makes halacha, how do you follow psak halacha? You follow the roiv. So let's say you have three dayanim, and one dayan says the land is worth 1,000, one says it's worth, and two of them say it's worth 900. How much does the buyer have to pay? $900. Why? Roiv is good enough. But you said three. Well, since you gave this over to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin operate in halacha with the rules of roiv, now they're not dealing with halacha. They're dealing with mili da'alma. They're dealing with appraisal service. This is not their profession. They don't have a license to do this, but we're giving them permission to do it. It doesn't matter. We follow the majority is what is decides the evaluation. If you would say next word to the market, the kiddushayme tlasa, afilu trei migoy tlasa, that's it. Too bad for you. You have to pay whatever the majority says. If they say 900, you got
to
pay 900.
Because that's the Baal HaDin Torah, Rav Lata.
Right, and even though this is not in Torah, but let's say kiddu omre bitlasa, you don't say dayanim. I want to go to a professional evaluation.
He didn't say dayanim before either. He said
kiddu shayme. Kiddu shayme is a term that's only used by dayanim. But let's say kiddu omre bitlasa. Kiddu omre, you didn't use it. Oh, it means we're going for an evaluation by professional appraisals. Then the rule is all three must come to an agreement what it's worth. And if there's a dispute between the three appraisers, one says two say one, and one says and the third one says different, then it's not valid. Then the appraisal is not complete, and there's no obligation to pay any money. There is no rule of
when
going.
When do you have to follow? When do you have to go by all three?
All three, all by appraisal service, because an appraisal service doesn't follow the rule of Alpi Rabin. You know, they don't go by only dayanim follow the rule. Oh, you're lasting, but the yad over here, that's not halacha. Halacha, you go by rabbi.
In business, you have to follow the Torah too.
It's a different service. In halacha, psak halacha is according to the rabbi. When it comes to dinei alma, not necessarily. But since the person said, let the bezdin make the decision, and once you give it to the bezdin, even when the bezdin is making a decision, a evaluation, you follow the rules of roiv. It's a chiddush. The chiddush, you let the halacha enter into that sphere as well. Next, kiddushon be'ab. But let's say four. Let's say four doesn't make any sense because there's no such thing as four dayanim. There's no such thing as four. So even if you use a term kiddushayme, which is a term that's miuchas bezin, but use the number four. Ad armei ba'arba. Even when it comes to dayanim, it has to be four.
Even if you use the word kiddushayme.
Right. Ad armei ba'arba. Until you say four, therefore you have to have four, even if you have dayanim. Because four is not a number of dayanim. Four is a number of appraisal service.
Well, you're not allowed to have
There's
more
no
than
such thing. You have to have a bezel shofar.
I'm saying you can't have a bezel that's more than three.
But you, it's not the way you speak. When you say the number four, you right away indicating you don't want a bezel. Because you don't, your bezel.
What's the kolshkin? What kind of luck is the kolshkin?
Because hechadam like kiddo amri. When you say kiddo amri, you don't say the word bezel. You don't say kiddo shayme. Kiddo shayme means a bezel. When you say kiddo amri, you want appraisals. Kiddo amri be'arba. Amri like kiddo shayme b'tlasa. Let's say you say I want like a shayme three. V'yasa tlasa v'shuv v'shemu. They evaluate if amri idach leisu tlasa the kim lutfei. And the buyer says no, I want another three dayanim. These are no good. I protest. I do not want to accept the decision of the Bezdin of three. I want another Bezdin. You can protest. The buyer can protest. Who says the second appraisal is the second Bezdin? Who says they know better? The male, there's no end to this. If there's no end to this, therefore the first Bezdin, their decision is final. There's no appeal. That you can't protest. We do pass that if you do not have a decision, you can appeal the decision.
You get the appraisal that you have to
get. Next time we learn Mishnah is on. Tomorrow. No, tomorrow I'm not going to learn. You want it tomorrow?
Why not?
I'll see. We'll see. After the Bedika?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on, or are you going to call?
Yeah, I'll
on.
Call. I'll call. I want to call.
Remember, no, it's on. Remember no texting. Got to call.
You're the one
okay, it's on. It's on. It's on. What time? Ether?
So it's on?
On.
Yep.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What I'm going, what are you doing? I'm